This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, AHARS members and fellow amateur operators. Well, the good news is that VK5RAD is now up and running at Belair, but I'm sure that you already knew that. As we expected, there's some winners and some losers. The Greater Adelaide Plains appears to be the winners, with those in the easterly direction not so well off. And apart from a few hours on the first day of operation, with some extraneous noise just after lunch, things have been going well. We've had good reports from Kangaroo Island, Port Lincoln, just west of Clare, and from the top of the Hummocks going towards Kadena. All in all, I'm pretty happy, and we have to give a big vote of gratitude to the people at South Australian Power Networks for making it happen, especially AHARS member Ricky, VK5AFR, Sarah Hudson, and the CEO, Mark Vincent. Onwards and upwards, they say. The WIA Sunday News broadcast should now be back on the air for RAD for your listening pleasure. And don't forget to call back in afterwards to let us know who's listening. Paul has plans for another training session for Saturday the 15th of November at the Air Force Association Hall in Hawthorne, just behind the Mitcham Library. So if you know anyone that wants to get their foundation ticket or to do an upgrade, please get them to contact Paul and let him know. He also has plans for a couple of extra sessions to be held there for his Morse code group and a newbies information one night during the week. I'm looking forward to this month's meeting, where we'll be hearing from a Dr. Andrew, VK5CV, about animal electricity and how the human, and maybe other bodies, work. And the annual dinner, i.e. the Christmas lunch, has been booked for Sunday the 14th of December at the Belair Hotel in the Hillsview Room for 12 o'clock. We still haven't heard about the Christmas menu, as it hasn't been finalised, and we will advise the details and costs when they become available. And booking will be taking place after that. The committee has voted again to subsidise this event this year. As usual, the information on our regular weekly nets can be found on our website at ahars.au/radionets page, and there's some interesting things on our Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/ahars. And I look forward to seeing or hearing you all at next Monday night's AHARS 2-meter net at 8 o'clock. And that's all for this week. Cheers, 73 from John, VK5RJ.
Good morning, listeners. This is Paul, VK5PH, with some additional information to add to John's earlier comments. Some events to put in your calendar. The first of these is the CW Special Interest Group meeting to be held this Wednesday, the 12th of November, starting at 1900 hours. As a member of many amateur groups and being involved in training, I sometimes get questions regarding how to start CW. We're very fortunate to have Graeme Morgan, VK5GG, coming along to this meeting. He's a formerly trained operator who used CW in his workplace, so I'm sure that he'll be able to answer many of your questions. There is a resurgence in CW interest, especially with the availability of new QRP kits and increased participation in parks and summer operations. So if you have an interest in starting your Morse journey or are looking to improve your CW, please come along. Beginners are most welcome, and you might like to bring along your favourite key or something to exhibit in a show and tell. The next event following this is the Foundation License and Upgrade Examination session to be run on Saturday the 15th of November, starting at 08:30. I already have 7 students registered and places are filling up, but if you or anyone you know wants to obtain their foundation license or upgrade their current license, please make them aware of this Saturday's event. The final event will be a general get-together for newly minted amateurs to be held on Wednesday the 19th of November at 1900 hours. We provide sufficient information to get people through their training so that they can pass their theory and practical exams. But if you recollect your early days in amateur radio, there is a considerable step from getting your license to actually getting on air, especially with HF. I will be inviting all of our recent graduates to come along to this session to see how we can best help them with their amateur radio interests. I hope to set up both a HF and VHF station so that it can operate on higher power and gain some more operational skills. Additionally, I want to provide interested parties with details on how they might upgrade their licenses. If this session is a success, we might examine the possibility of running Q&A sessions on various examination topics to prepare people for their examinations. All these events will be conducted at the Air Force Association building at Hawthorne, just off Belair Road. If you are interested in any of these events or have some suggestions for future events and require more information, please email me, vk5ph@wia.org.au. That was vk5ph@wia.org.au, or call me on 041 8803 177, so I can send you more detail. Thank you.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day, listeners. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Now, the next meeting of the North East Radio Club will be on next Friday, the 14th of November, at the Modbury West Community Hall. We will be given a lecture by Adam, VK5GA, on amateur satellite communications. Get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And as usual, tea, coffee and soft drinks will be available. And the next technical meeting will be on Saturday afternoon, the 29th of November, at 2:30 p.m. when Adam, VK5GA, will be giving us a practical demonstration of amateur satellite communications. And don't forget the coffee club every Wednesday at the Tea Tree Gully Library. And of course the F-Troop Net is on every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Linked Repeater Network. Well, that's all for this time. Keep staying negative. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from Skark, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Hey, this is Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. On November the 13th at 6 p.m, our club rooms will be open. Our annual general meeting will be starting at 7 p.m. We will have a barbecue beforehand. Everyone is welcome. We would love you to all attend. It will be at our club rooms at Karawatha Hall, O'Sutherland's Beach. See you there. This has been Nathan, VK5OG, President of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now for the latest Wison SA activities.
Hi, this is Adam, VK5GA for Wison, South Australia. The Adelaide Rally is being run from 21st to 23rd November 2025. Wison is still seeking volunteers to assist with communication services during the Adelaide Rally, which is a major motorsport event in South Australia. Any interested individuals can register via the events volunteer portal at www.adelaiderally.com.au/volunteers. Ensure you select Wison under the role selection when registering. Thank you to all volunteers that have registered for the Adelaide Rally so far. Keep a lookout in your email inbox for the Wison Adelaide Rally guide and further information on a Zoom meeting in the coming week to discuss and answer any questions of the Wison volunteers. Cheers from Adam, VK5GA.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. There'll be another broadcast at the same time next week. Please show your appreciation by calling in on this frequency. Thank you for listening.